I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
Anyone who's interested, we're going to, hopefully I'm going to go to Florida in September.
Pray, September.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll see Big Fatty. I mean, we haven't run it by Big Fatty either, but I just think.
So we'll need to, we'll spend some days
here. I want him to pull out his heavy chair.
Yeah.
I want him to pull out his chair. I want to know what is done with this chair.
Do we want to go to the Hara Hotel?
Well, I can't do that. What am I going to do? Just take some popcorn?
Yeah. You're just going to, yeah.
Like sit on the side, eat some popcorn.
Wear your chastity belt and sit on the side.
Like, Mark, lock me up before you go.
That's right.
Anyway, so I want to do that. But we can plan it in next week's after show or something. We got some time.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I want him to pull out his chair, sit on the side, eat some popcorn.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4582, I say chew. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the tooth of
September
2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty out of music, just move the show forward. Hello, late nighters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you late nighters. Because y'all, right now, as I am recording this, y'all, it is after 8 p.m. in the evening. Can't believe it, y'all. I'm on a Crooked Hat time. I might as well just record it tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. It's a late night for the recording today. Y'all, it's been a busy day. And Big Fatty, why don't you just get right into it? Well, plus I've still got to tell you about the rest of the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, let's see, y'all, last time I spoke to you was yesterday. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I'd gotten through Friday and gotten into Saturday. You know, I was having the problem with the TV machine, the volume just going up and up, and y'all, I've just gotten off, minutes ago, I've just gotten off the phone with Mr. Tim Kumal, and he said he had the same thing happen to him and his TV machine, and he says, do you have an Apple Snack hockey puck connected? And I said, yes. He says, I had the same thing, and evidently it was something in the remote for the Apple Snack TV, and he had to do like a hard reset on that. So y'all, I'm gonna stick that little tidbit in my pocket. And if it happens again, that's what I'm gonna do. Is yes, Big Fatty, you love anything hard. Well, even a reset. Yes, Big Fatty, 95% of all problems are resolved with a hard reset. Or shut down, or unplug it and start over. Yes, Big Fatty, move the show forward. But y'all, Saturday, y'all, it was a sports ball. It was sports ball all day long. Y'all, it was wonderful. Just wonderful. Y'all, you know, Vader talked me into this new computer. Y'all, let's just go ahead. Y'all, let's just go ahead and do this.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it.
The Big Fatty Technology Segment, brought to you by Mix Minus. Check them out at mixminuspodcast.com.
You know, Veda had talked me into getting a more powerful Apple Snack MacBook Aya, and using that as both my desktop and then having everything right there, so I wasn't having to transfer things to a laptop if I went somewhere or whatever, and it just made sense, and I got my new MacBook Aya on Friday, and had ordered the monitor and the little dongle thing I needed. Y'all, the dongle came in on Saturday, and all it is it's like a hub that I could plug, because the MacBook Aya is everything is the USB-C, the USB-C, and like my micro hoist and my backup drive and my ear pods, they're all USB-A, and so I needed something so I could plug my USB-A in for the and plug that into the USB-C, and so he had sent me one, and he had given me a recommendation for a monitor that would stay here at the villa, and it would just, when I plugged it, and it had the dongle had a HDMI outlet to it too, so it plugged into the dongle and into the back of the monitor. Literally unplug it and go. It just makes a lot of sense. In fact, Mr. Tim Kumal, when I was talking to him, he says he did that several years ago when he was working for the man every night and day. Yes, Big Fatty. Sunday, the monitor arrived, I think the nip was here when it came in. As soon as it got here, I notified Veda. He says, "Thank you for calling." He was on his way to the villa to help Big Fatty set it all up. Y'all, I had moved the iMacs over to the other desk here in the studio. I had transferred all the information from the iMacs to the MacBook Aya. By the time Veda got here, I had plugged everything into the dongle and everything, and y'all, the monitor was working, and Veda came in and he says, "Well, it looks like you hadn't quite ruined it yet." And I said, "Well, I'm working on it." So he was here. I don't know. He was probably here at least an hour. And y'all, there were a few little hiccups, as there always are. He was having some issues with different things that when he tried his and it was very logical, his solutions to fix things, they weren't working, and it just didn't make any sense. And y'all, it sounded to me like what I usually say when I call Veda. It just doesn't make any sense. Things are pretty good. I'm having a little trouble with my backup drive because it doesn't look the same as it did on the iMac. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there, but we'll figure it out. Yes, Big Betty. The nip was here, Veda hadn't seen the nip in over a year, I think. I got all that set up, and Y'all, and that was one reason I was I recorded the Monday little show so late. Plus, you know, the sports ball was still on and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, I hit the hay. I was tired, but y'all, I'm waking up like at 4 o'clock in the morning and stuff like that. Big Fatty, if you went to bed later, you wouldn't do that. Well, I'm probably gonna try to. I'm not gonna try to do it Monday night. It's gonna happen because I'm behind. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, I got up on Monday morning, had my coffee. Read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, then I hopped in the chair, cause y'all, I was going to a funeral. It was a former co-worker at the coal mine, liked by many, and and y'all, it was like old coal miners week. The mother was there, and couple of my old bosses were there, and y'all, just lots of folks that I hadn't seen in a long time, and y'all, the Golden Girls were there. Oh, Big Betty, I love Sophia. Well, not that Golden Girls. Oh, okay, they're all dead. Oh, okay. And y'all, there was a reception down across from Big Fatty's old office, y'all, we were at the reception. Y'all, they had real good food. Y'all, they had a cheese board, and there were a couple of hunks of blue cheese on there. I think I was the only one eating it, and y'all, I think I ate most of it. And they had little chicken solid sandwiches and little pimento cheese sandwiches and ham and cheese sliders. And y'all, it was like one of those King Hawaiian buns, but it had poppy seeds on top. And y'all, they were delicious. And so y'all, I made a meal of those. And then they had cookeries and a lemonade and tea and unsweet tea and water. But y'all, people just stood around and talked and called up. And y'all, it was just lovely. Several folks spoke at the funeral, but it wasn't overly religious. It's there were a couple of prayers, but most of it was folks getting up and telling a few things about my former co-worker. And y'all, it was just a lovely, lovely experience. And y'all, I got home. It was after 2 p.m., and the funeral was at 11 a.m. in the morning, and I didn't get home until about 2:30 in the afternoon. And y'all, it was just lovely outside, and the high was only like 83 degrees. And so, y'all, I got out, and I walked, just walked Fat Acres. Got a little sweaty, but y'all, part of that is because I need a hair cut. I'm going to have to get my hair cut before that Daniel Biba and Crooked Hat get here. Yes, Big Fatty. So I did that, and y'all, then I fired up the old grill, and y'all, I'd taken out some chicken bazooms and put them on there. And barbecued them up, and y'all, I hadn't even eaten anything yet. It's too late to eat now, but anyway, I cooked those, and now I need to put those away. And while I was cooking them, Aveda sent me a message. Brick Party, are you available to hoist it and record the LFC? I said yes. So I finished, y'all, in fact, I didn't even get to watch the news, right after the news was over, Veda and I recorded, and then my call came to Mr. Tim Kubal, and y'all, it's just been a busy, busy day. And y'all, before I cook stuff on the grill, I watched the Sunday night Big Brother! And y'all, they had the head of household competition, and that Keanu won. And y'all, I am so sick and tired of Vinny. I've let you down. Oh, I've ruined my game. And y'all, he spent most of the episode crying and trying to mend his game. And y'all, if he hugged one person, he hugged all of them. And Keanu, finally, he says, you know, you've pulled a fast one on me three times now. And y'all, in the end, Keanu nominated Mildred. Y'all, that's one of the Golden Girls, Mildred. He nominated Morgan and Mickey and Vinny. And so, y'all, and y'all, there's all this talk about, if somebody comes off the block, who will he put up? And, of course, y'all, he was giving Vinny a hard time because he didn't put up the Red Menace last week as the replacement nominee. And y'all, here he is. He's not putting up the Red Menace. Y'all, he's trying to form an alliance with her. Y'all, you can form whatever alliance you want. She's going to lie to you. She'll tell you what you want to hear to your face. And that's it. And y'all, she had on the craziest outfit. Y'all, she had these giant ear bobs on that looked like magnolia trees. They were just huge magnolia blossoms. And then she was wearing some sort of, it looked like one of them Downton Abbey kind of big old hats that the ladies wear. And y'all, she's just, it's just awful. And, you know, and she's like, well, this is not the game that I played before, so I'll have to play their game, I guess, because, So, Wednesday night, we'll see the power veto competition, and we'll see who wins, and if someone comes off the block, and who gets renominated, and, y'all, I can only hope it'll be the Red Menace if there's an opening. And y'all, I think that catches you up on the weekend and Labor Day. Big Fatty, you need to tighten that up a little bit. Maybe in post. Yeah, I'll tighten it up in post. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, The weather here in Fat Acres is absolutely gorgeous. Y'all, it's only going to 82 on Tuesday, 83 Wednesday. Now, it is going to jump back up to 88 and 89 for the weekend. But, y'all, it's going to be back in the lower 80s next week. And we got some rain coming in. Big Fatty, thank you for the Weather Rat update. It's true. I have a card here. I'll have to tell you about that tomorrow. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat. And Crooked Hat, what you looking forward to?
I want him to pull out his chair, sit on the side, eat some popcorn.
Oh, Big Fatty, bless his heart. You know, it's that trumpet has blown his brain out.
Leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.